coaching language as an example, and this is the same, I teach coaches and work on the floor with people. If they're talking about something and I'll be like, well, my experience of you is this, because that's not saying, well, this is what you do. You are this. That's really fucking different. A person is not that, and the person does not do that. It is something that they do, and it's actually my experience that I can only communicate from. This is powerful. And the reason why it's powerful is because then we start to understand that it's just what I can perceive.
This is happiness, to be everything at once. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Mood Prep. My name is Dave Nixon, and we're going to talk about kindness today. Kindness. Interesting. So, I recently read a... you couldn't hear what I was thinking, could you? I recently read a quote that said, kindness is lending someone your strength rather than reminding them about their weakness. And... I like this. This is nice. It's quite a kind gesture. I think we, as a society, and I'm generalizing, I'm aware, have potentially fumbled the understanding of what kindness is, as in it's a moral, righteous ability to give a positive compliment to somebody, and that's kind. So... it can be, unless it's designed to be a strategy of I'm going to say something positive to this person. One of the most kind things we can do is to be honest and take that honesty from our perspective and understand it's our perspective rather than going, well, that's just the way it is, mate. That's true. This is what you do. It's actually, this is my experience of you. And so if coaching language as an example, and this is the same, I teach coaches and work on the floor with people. If they're talking about something and I'll be like, well, my experience of you is this, because that's not saying, well, this is what you do. You are this. That's really fucking different. A person is not that, and the person does not do that. It is something that they do, and it's actually my experience that I can only communicate from. This is powerful. And the reason why it's powerful is because then we start to understand that it's just what I can perceive. And so... one of the most, well, this is what's true for me, and I know it's true for other people. Some of the kindest things that people have told me were really hard to hear. But they told it to me because they care about me. And it allowed me to step back and see my actions, see my behaviors, see my thoughts, see how I was communicating and be like, I probably shouldn't keep doing this. They did it for the best of me long term, not so I felt good in the moment. And that is what's crucial here. Yes, you don't have to remind someone why they're weak or a weakness of theirs. But at the same time, pointing at something and going, mate, you keep doing this, buddy. What are you getting out of it? That can be one of the most kind things that you can do to someone. To give someone a non-judgmental, objective opportunity to look at something that's no longer serving them and you've got the balls or ovaries, however you want to fucking put it, whatever, to point it out. That can be one of the kindest things that you can do. Be careful thinking kind's always giving a compliment. It's not true. If I give you a compliment in hope that, you know, and my subtle intention is so that you would like me, that's not fucking kind. If you're behaving in a way that I don't agree with, and I'm going to talk about not agreeing with that with someone else, but I'd say, hey, it's fine because I don't want to bother you, that's also not kind. And this is why I fall back on the quote of it's far healthier to have a beer with some friends or a wine with some friends and a good laugh than it is to bitch about someone over a salad. Is that health is community as well. Health is how we think. It's how we feel. It's how we interact with each other. It's how we choose to show up. It's in the training that we do. It's in the food that we eat. It's in the environments that we hang out in. It's in the way that we can be present in any given moment. And so our ability to show up honestly in any moment and genuine in any moment is one of the kindest things that you can offer anyone. you give someone genuine you, like real you, rather than you with all the bullshit, all the positivism, all the negativism, all that kind of crap. If you can do that, I promise you, that is the kindest thing you can do. And some people won't think that the way. Some people will be like, that's rude. It's like, okay. And if you're clear on your intentions, if you're clear on your intentions, you'll realize that that person's judgment of you being rude is rude. That's the contradiction of it all. Anyway, so the offer there for you, team, in order to be really kind, is to be the best you, show up as the best you, the most genuine you, and be clear on your intentions. On that note, team, I am done. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you found this podcast beneficial, it would mean the world to me. If you pass it on to someone else that you think would also find it beneficial, you can grab my book, Mining Yourself, anywhere that sells books online, or you can get the ebook from the description as well. Otherwise, team, I'm done. I'm out. Until tomorrow, peace and pizza, kick today in the dick, and slay the dragon. I'll see you soon.